It's game day for Belarus composite athlete Jaden Guay. He's representing his school online in the fighting game Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, competing as the video game superstar Sonic the Hedgehog. Okay, they're going with Kirby, a cute, combative flying puffball. This is a good match, Guay said, upon seeing his opponent's choice. After huddling with his teammates on how to counter Kirby's aerial advantages, Guay and his opponent are soon battling it out on the wide screen to win honor for their schools. Guay is one of the 8 or so students on Belarus's new esports team, which launched last September. Run out of a computer lab equipped with gaming chairs and consoles, the team sees students compete against youths from schools across North America for bragging rights and personal development. Esports in school? Esports are video games played as an organized sport, said Belarus esports coach Matt Servold. Just like regular sports, esports involve practices, games, and tournaments, and require physical ability, such as hand-eye coordination, and mental agility. Today we're playing a team from Regina, Servold said, the team's first Canadian opponent. Guay said he joined the Belarus esports team to learn how to play competitively and meet new people. You get to do everything you can do in regular sports, he said, without having to be in perfect physical shape. Servold said the Belarus team is part of the PlayVS Esports League, which coordinates matches and tournaments across North America in games such as Mario Kart, Go-Kart Racing, Rocket League, Soccer with Cars, and League of Legends, team-based tactical combat. Esports are a great way for students who otherwise might not join a club or physical sports team get more engaged with school, said PlayVS Esports implementation consultant Seth Reinhar. Coaches have told PlayVS through surveys esports have helped students improve their grades, mental health, and socialization skills, and helped others find a place in the school community. This has given those students quite literally reason to get up out of bed and show up every day, Reinhart said. Many students use esports to pursue careers in computing science, graphic design, sales, or other aspects of the game industry, Reinhart said. Some can earn scholarships through esports. Servold said esports has helped his team members build social skills and learn about teamwork and good sportsmanship. Servold said there was considerable interest in the Belarus esports team from guests at the school's recent open house. We're just excited to build it out and see where we can take it, he said, adding the team could eventually grow to 50 members. Guay said being on the team has helped him meet new friends. It is very fun, and that's all you need sometimes. Questions about the Belarus esports team should go to the school at 780-460-8490.